this afternoon we're going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Madhya Lila, chapter 24, text number 205, explanation of the Atma Rama verse. Can you repeat after me? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita
Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jai
Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this is in Bengali. Krishna Kripa Dihetu Harita Sabhara Vadaya. Krishna Guna Krishtahaya Tanhare Bhajaya. Please repeat. Krishna Kripa,
Krishna Kripa,
Adihetu,
Adihetu,
the reason of Krishna's mercy.
Haite,
from,
Sabara
Udaya,
anyone becomes a devotee.
Krishna Guna,
Krishna Guna,
Akrishta Haihana, being attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna. Tanhare,
Him,
Bhajaya,
worship.
Translation and purport there is by Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada. Everyone is eligible to receive Krishna's mercy, including Vyasadeva, the four Kumaras, Sukadeva Goswami, low born creatures, trees, plants, and beasts. By Krishna's mercy, they are elevated and engaged in His service. Please repeat. Everyone is eligible to receive Krishna's mercy, including Vyasadeva, the four Kumaras, Sukadeva Goswami, low-born creatures, trees, plants, and beasts. By Krishna's mercy, they are elevated and engaged in His service. Purport by Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.32, where the Lord says, Mamhi partha vipar rishtya yevisyu papayonaya striya vashya sakha sutras tepiyanti parangatin. Quote, O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they may be lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, and sutras, workers, can attain the supreme destination. Unquote. Everyone is eligible to become Krishna's devotee. One simply has to be trained according to the approved process. It is the work of Krishna's confidential devotees to turn everyone into a Krishna Bhakta. If the confidential devotees do not take up the task of elevating everyone to Krishna consciousness, then who will do it? Those who claim to be devotees but do not engage in Krishna's service to elevate all living creatures to Krishna consciousness are to be considered Kanishtha Adhikaris, people in the lowest stage of devotional service. When one rises to the platform of devotional service, his business is to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. Those who are active in the Krishna consciousness movement should not remain in the neophyte stage, but should rise to the platform of preachers, the second platform of devotional service. Devotional service is so enchanting that even the first class devotees, Uttama Adhikari, also come down to the second platform to preach and render service to the Lord for the benefit of the whole world. Krishna Kripadiya Turaita Sabarodaya Krishna Muna Krishnaya Tanere Bhajaya. Everyone is eligible to receive Krishna's mercy, including Vyasadeva, Fokumara, Sukadeva Goswami, low-born creatures, trees, plants and beasts. By Krishna's mercy, they are elevated and engaged in His service. Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurandavitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Vidati Swaparamikam Namo Krishna Padaya Krishna Kristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charaswamiti Namine Namo Krishna Padaya Krishna Kristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vastakya Adhisatari Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare 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 Rama, 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 Hare Hare So the wonderful verse describing who is eligible for the mercy of Krishna. Krishna's mercy is described to be causeless. That means there is no cause to one receiving the mercy of Krishna. But still, the word causeless, Jiva Goswami described, does not mean that there is no cause. There is a cause, but there is no material cause. There is definitely a spiritual cause. And that spiritual cause, in one sense, is independent of Krishna, in the sense that Krishna does not directly give His mercy. He definitely does not give His mercy freely. Like here it's described, who is eligible to receive Krishna's mercy? And it says, Vyasadeva. So naturally Vyasadeva is Krishna Himself. He's got all the mercy. The four Kumaras, they are great devotees. So they are eligible. Sukadev Goswami, the great devotee, he is eligible. But then it says low-born creatures are also eligible. Trees, plants, and beasts, they are also eligible to get Krishna's mercy. So Krishna, he does not give his mercy just like that. Krishna only gives his mercy to those who surrender to Him. Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tam sarva papete moksha yasyam masuja. If you surrender to Me, then I will reward you. Then I will protect you. Then I will free you from all sinful reactions. That step of surrender has to be there first. But we know that, for example, plants, trees, beasts, low-born creatures, they definitely not surrendering to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains in the 7th chapter, those living entities that do not surrender to Krishna, the bush creatures. And one of them is the Naradamas, lowest of mankind. And Srila Prabhupada explained in the purport that 99.9% of their population fall in this category. So that implies that 99.9% of the population are not surrendered and not surrendering to Krishna. And because they are not surrendering to Krishna, that means they are not getting Krishna's mercy. And without Krishna's mercy, without Krishna's mercy, no one can make advancement. If Krishna does not bestow His mercy upon anyone, then they cannot be success in anything, whether it's material or spiritual. We know in the past time, in this picture, when Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna, the two fingers too short, one is Krishna's mercy and the other represents Mother Yashoda's endeavor. So even though Mother Yashoda was endeavoring extensively, but the rope was not being bound. All the factors were there. There was long enough, the rope was long enough. Krishna's, you know, diameter in terms of his belly circumference is very short. So it's not like there wasn't enough rope. There was plenty of rope. Mother Yashoda, she had put enough endeavor. As an elderly person, she was capable of tying, binding Krishna. And we know she was capable of binding Krishna. Who can tell us why? Who can tell us? We look at the picture. Why was Krishna, Mother Yashoda eligible to bind Krishna? How come the rope didn't work? She wasn't able to bind Krishna with the rope, but yet we know that from a material perspective she was eligible. Because if you look at Krishna, he's wearing a belt. Who put the belt on? Mother Yashoda. So if she was able to put the belt on, why couldn't she put the rope on? When she put the belt on, the belt was right size and she had proper endeavor. But when she put the rope on, the rope was long enough and she put the endeavor, but how come couldn't be bound? Krishna couldn't be bound. There was a missing factor which was there in the belt but not in the activity of Krishna being bound by the rope. And what was that factor? It was Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy was there for Mother Yashoda to put the belt on, but it was not there for Mother Yashoda to actually bind Krishna with ropes. But then when Krishna saw Mother Yashoda endeavoring so extensively and with so much love, then Krishna blessed and showered His mercy, and this was how Mother Yashoda was able to bind Krishna. So the point is, without Krishna's mercy, there can be no success, materially or spiritually. But those who don't surrender, they don't get Krishna's mercy. And as long as they don't do that, there is no perfection and they'll never make advancement. So how will they ever make advancement? How will they ever regain their spiritual connection with Krishna? Therefore, Srila Prabhupada describes in the purport that it is the work of Krishna's confidential devotees to turn everyone into a Krishna Bhakta. It is the duty of Krishna's confidential devotees to help the living entities that are not devotees to become devotees. Then the question may be, okay, so who are the confidential devotees? Who can tell us? Who are the confidential devotees? Anyone? Prabhupada that it is the duty or it is the work of Krishna's confidential devotees to turn everyone to Krishna Bhakta. So who are the confidential devotees? If you don't answer, then you have to distribute 10 books. So who are Krishna's confidential devotees? Yes, go ahead. The spiritual masters? Yes? Anybody else? Those who find Krishna very attractive? Yes? Good. The servants of Krishna? Yes. The confidential devotees are meant to be all the servants of Krishna. And therefore Prabhupada in the purport then goes on a little further and he says, firstly, if the confidential devotees don't do the service, who else is going to do it? And if nobody does it, then how are people going to become devotees? Just like, how did we become devotees? If it wasn't for the confidential devotees to distribute the mercy of Krishna. So we became devotees because we received the mercy through the confidential devotees. And it doesn't mean that confidential devotees are devotees like, you know, Srimati Radharani, Sukadeva Goswami, the six Goswamis. Yes, they definitely confidential devotees. But Prabhupada in the purport goes a little further and explains. Prabhupada says, those who claim to be devotees but do not engage in Krishna's service to elevate all living entities to Krishna consciousness are considered kanishtadikari, people in the lowest stage of devotional service. So when one comes to get Krishna's mercy, then one can take that mercy that one has been given and apply it in one's life and come to three levels in one's spiritual practice through that mercy. One can take that mercy and be satisfied. I get Krishna's mercy. I'm very happy. And in this way, be satisfied. Or think, okay, I need more mercy. And try to, extend himself to get some more mercy and then be satisfied. So this is said to be on the lower platform of devotional service. Like you'll find many people, they may take to spiritual life, but they may, for example, take to spiritual life just to benefit themselves. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of many Babaji's in India. They would practice spiritual life and sit in the bhajan kutir, chanting Hare Krishna, practicing spiritual life, and minding their own business. And not really doing anything in terms of extending themselves to give others Krishna consciousness. So that is not wrong. To practice spiritual life and apply to oneself, that is very, very good. Because 99.9% of people don't do that. So if you're doing that, that's exceptionally glorious. Okay, so that is wonderful. But we have to understand the essence behind the process of Krishna consciousness. And the essence behind the process of Krishna consciousness is to please Krishna and the spiritual master. To please Guru and Krishna, this is the essential underlying factor. Prabhupada says the secret of success is to please the spiritual master. To please Krishna. This is the secret of success. There is no other secret besides to please the Supreme Lord and His dear representative. And therefore in our Krishna consciousness movement, in order to please Krishna, in order to please the spiritual master, we have a very important activity. And that activity is the activity of extending ourselves to give Krishna consciousness to others. This is a very important underlying principle and factor in Krishna consciousness, which is different when you compare to other religious organizations. In other groups, they may not extensively go out and give Krishna consciousness. They may give something, but it may not be genuine spirituality. It may be watered down spirituality. Just like in Islam, the level of advancement is dictated by how many people you convert to Islam. The more people you convert would mean more advanced you are in your religion. But advancement doesn't simply mean how many people you convert, because you can convert people externally, but they may not purify or really genuinely practice Krishna consciousness. The process of Krishna consciousness means a genuine purification of heart. When we actually purify, we take the process and our heart becomes purified. It's a transformational process, not just a process that we adorn ourselves with our heart still left contaminated state. Cheto dalpana marjana. This is the process, to actually take the process and purify the heart. And when one takes the process, when one takes the mercy and applies the process, and one's heart becomes purified, then one begins to advance. And as one begins to advance, one begins to understand what one actually should be doing. And that is that I should be giving up my false ego, which means what I want to do, and do what the spiritual master, what Krishna wants me to do. In our movement, naturally we want to do what Srila Prabhupada wants us to do, because he's the Founder-Acharya, he's the main personality who we want to please within the society. And by pleasing him, yasya prasada, bhagavat prasada, we automatically please Krishna. This is the disciplic succession. So we can find out what will please Srila Prabhupada the most. There are many things that will please Srila Prabhupada. One time, one devotee, he was, and she was chanting. She was sitting on a staircase and she was chanting her rounds. So Srila Prabhupada was on the top floor, and Prabhupada was coming down. So Srila Prabhupada was coming down the staircase, and Prabhupada saw the devotee chanting. So when Prabhupada saw the devotee chanting, Prabhupada said, "Thank you very much." Meaning that Prabhupada was pleased that she was chanting Hare Krishna. Many times I would ask Prabhupada, "Srila Prabhupada, what would please you?" So then Prabhupada would say, "Chant Hare Krishna." Another time Prabhupada would say, "When you give your life to Krishna." And often Prabhupada would say, "To preach Krishna consciousness." Prabhupada said, if you want to repay the debt to him, then Prabhupada said you should preach as vigorously as I did. So therefore we can see, even in Prabhupada's own example, Prabhupada received the mercy from his spiritual master, received Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was in Vrindavan in a very, very comfortable situation, especially at an early age. But still, Prabhupada knew that to please the order of the spiritual master, this is the highest principle. At all inconvenience, this is the highest principle. Therefore, Prabhupada took so much inconvenience upon himself. To give Krishna consciousness to the world. And this endears Srila Prabhupada to his spiritual master, and his spiritual master to him, because of that extensive inconvenience that Prabhupada had taken upon to give Krishna consciousness to others. This is what pleases the acharyas and the spiritual masters in our line to preach. So Prabhupada explains that when one rises to the second platform of devotional service, his business is to propagate Krishna consciousness all over the world. So this should be our business. When we come to spiritual life, in the beginning, you know, we have to try to understand what spiritual life is, try to become acquainted with the knowledge, who we are, that we're not this body, we're spiritual beings. We are servants of Krishna. We try to chant Hare Krishna. We try to follow the principles of Krishna consciousness. So this is what happens in the beginning stages. But then, if we want to make more advancements, then we need to understand deeper what is dear to the spiritual master. What is dear to the heart of the spiritual master, especially Srila Prabhupada. What will please Srila Prabhupada the most? What is dear to him? And that Prabhupada has extensively written in his books. Prabhupada, in so many purports, Prabhupada would reveal the inner core of his heart. Prabhupada explained in his in one conversation that to get association of the pure devotee is the most important ingredient to advance in Krishna consciousness. And therefore many devotees, they wanted Srila Prabhupada's association. They would try to do so many things to always be and get Prabhupada's association. But Prabhupada explained, the best part of me is in my books. So Prabhupada's personality, and the best part of his personality, is in his purports. Therefore when you give the books to people, you are actually distributing not only the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, but you are actually giving people Prabhupada. You are actually distributing Srila Prabhupada in this form. Because when they start reading, Prabhupada is preaching to them. Prabhupada is now giving his association to them. And Prabhupada's association is on an exceptionally high level. He's the Uttam Adhikari, therefore he can convert people, he can purify people in an amazing, effective way. Therefore Prabhupada said, what will your few minutes of preaching do? If you want to preach, the most effective means of preaching is giving somebody a book. This is the best way. So the middle class devotee, Madhyam Adhikari, this is how we would preach. Naturally, Prabhupada said, if you want to preach, or if you want to become a good preacher, then you should cram all my purports. You should memorize all of Srila Prabhupada's purports. This way you can become a good preacher, because then whatever you want to say, you say from Prabhupada's purports. But that may be very difficult, especially with Kali Yuga brains. May be difficult. But Prabhupada said, the best way to preach is just to give them a book. And the book will do the rest. These books that Prabhupada has mercifully given us, they're not ordinary books. They're not like a book that you would get in a normal bookshop. If you buy a book from a bookshop, or any novel from a bookshop, a mundane novel, that novel, even though it's compiled by an author also, it's written and it's printed, but that book is completely static. That book is inanimate. That book is lifeless. That book has no personality. But if you take from an external point of view, this book is no different from that mundane novel. It's made of paper, which comes from wood. There's printing ink, which is there on both books. Okay, so the book externally looks the same, but this book is alive. This book has a personality. This book can think. This book can do whatever it wants to do. It has a personality. In fact, it's not different from Krishna. And we can experience, Prabhupada says, you can experience Krishna on every page, because it's not different from Krishna. We know that famous example of Arjunacharya, when he was reading the ninth chapter, and he read the verse where Krishna says, to those who were dedicated to serving me, I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Vahamya, I carry. So when Arjuna Acharya, he read this, he said, no, can't be. How can God carry what you lack? You know, it's like if you don't have any food, you know, then Krishna will come and he says, you know, yeah, here's your groceries for today. You know, he's not going to do that. So Arjuna Acharya, you know, he read this and he said, no, I think the Vahamya, you know, I think it's a wrong word. So he scratched the word out and he put Karomi. Through the law of karma, Krishna will make the arrangements that you will get your ingredients. Pick and pay will come and say you want these, you know, your ingredients that you didn't have for today. So Krishna will make some arrangements, you know, or some, you know, religious group will come and they're donating some canned food, you know, and you may get it. Like, so some arrangements will be made. So he scratched it out and then he closed the book and he went for his daily collection, begging. But that day he could not collect. Nobody was giving him anything. And he was totally surprised. But in the meantime, while he was collecting out there at home, two very young, beautiful boys appeared knocking on his door. And Arjuna Acharya's wife opened the door, and there was one beautiful blackish, bluish boy and one whitish boy. And they were dressed as coward boys, and they had a stick. They were carrying a stick on their shoulder, one stick on the one boy and the other stick on the other end of the stick on the other coward boy, and in the middle they had a big bundle of ingredients. And they told Arjuna Acharya's wife that your husband has sent this to us to give you. So she was very happy and she invited them, and they she saw all the beautiful ingredients. There was rice and milk and so many wonderful ingredients. So she was very happy. She said, please wait, let me cook. So she cooked and she fed them, and they were about to leave. So as they were about to leave, she noticed on the blackish, bluish boy's back were some whiplash marks, some scratches, like it was whipped. So she immediately looked at him and she said, who did this to you? Who could have you know, harmed you in this way? So Arjuna Acharya, this young boy, he said to your husband. So she was amazed. How can my husband do this? Let him come. I will give him hiding. So in the evening, Arjuna Acharya comes very, very despondent. He comes into the house and is very sad, and he tells his wife, my dear, today we will have to stop because I couldn't get anything today. So she said, no, I said. So then she brought from the kitchen the whole feast, and he was surprised, where did you get all this? I didn't get anything today. How did you, cook all these wonderful preparations? So she said, you send them. And she said, no, I didn't send this. I said, yes, you did. You sent two beautiful boys. And he said, no, I didn't. So they were very tug of war. And then she said, but one thing which I did not like is you had beaten one of the boys. And he said, you beaten him because you didn't want to bring the ingredients, therefore you had beaten him on his back. And Arjuna Acharya said, no, I didn't beat anyone. I'm a Brahmin, how can I beat anyone? I didn't beat anyone. So he was totally surprised. But then he could understand what had happened. So immediately, he went to the Bhagavad Gita and he saw the verse. And he could remember what he had did. He scratched out the verse. And when he scratched out the verse, that word, he had actually scratched Krishna's back. Because the Bhagavad Gita is not different from Krishna. So when he scratched Bhagavad Gita, he actually scratched Krishna. That's why Krishna had the marks on his back. And then he went to his wife and he fell at her feet and he said, you're so fortunate that you have actually seen Krishna today. And even though I'm studying Bhagavad Gita every day, I'm reading, but I was offensive to Krishna. So please forgive me. And then she began to lament also. She said, I'm so unfortunate that even though Krishna came right in front of me, I couldn't even recognize him. So in this way they both began to lament. But the point is, these books are non-different from Krishna. They are alive. And therefore when you distribute these books, not only are you giving Prabhupada's association, which is the most powerful association that anyone could receive, but you are also giving them Krishna. And that's how they actually get the Krishna's mercy. Mm-hmm. Krishna is in the hands of his devotee, and when you give somebody the book, then Krishna is saying, okay, I will go to that person. So you actually distributing Krishna's mercy, you becoming empowered by the pure devotee to represent him, to go out and give others Krishna's mercy. And the more they get the mercy, the more they'll make advancement. So therefore it's a very important service. And Prabhupada in the purport says, if we don't do it, who else can do it? Do we expect your boss at work to do it? If he does, it will be wonderful. Do we expect the president of the country to do it? If he does, it will be wonderful. But they're not interested. That is not their main business. Their main business is to make money for sense enjoyment, for sense gratification. But Prabhupada says his business, the Madhyamalika, this is his business. He has no other business. So every single one of us have a business because we've come into Srila Prabhupada's movement. And in Srila Prabhupada's movement, every single devotee's business is to give Krishna consciousness to others. Now, we may not be eloquent preachers. Therefore, we can simply give people these books. And we may be, you know, shy or embarrassed or, we may not have the courage to even go up to people and say, yeah, you know, would you like to buy these books? But still we can assist those who are doing that. Like last week we gave the example of the battlefield. The soldiers are going in the front and they're fighting the war. But behind there are many people who are assisting the soldiers. There are many people who have the backup systems. Those people that are cooking for the soldiers when they come home. Those people that are making sure the artillery is first class, everything is prepared. Imagine if the soldiers, they have to cook their own food, they have to make sure that, you know, they put all the bullets in their weapons, they have to, you know, treat all their injuries themselves, be doctors themselves, and fight the battle. Is it possible? No, it's not possible. And go and collect money to buy all the artillery. It's impossible. Okay. There'll be chaos. So therefore, there may be devotees that are in the forefront. And when you're in the forefront, you get more mercy. Because more risk. So therefore, more mercy is there. But those who are cooking, they also get the mercy. But not as much as those who are in the forefront. Okay. So according to our capacity, we should try and facilitate, serve Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was given the order by his spiritual master, whenever you get money, you print books. And Prabhupada said that if you get ₹1,000,000, you print books. And when you print the books, then something has to happen. Prabhupada's idea wasn't just print the books and store it and keep it. No, it's when you get the books, now you have to distribute the books. And the books have to go out. And when we try to preach, Prabhupada in the end of the purport makes another point which is also interesting, is those who are uttamadhikaris, naturally they know what nectar lies when you preach. In fact, when you go out and distribute books or preach to people and give people Krishna's mercy, Krishna reciprocates internally. Externally, nothing surprising may happen. You know, if you distribute books, doesn't mean you'll have some more money in your bank account. You know, or you'll get a new car, or a new job. No, you may lose your job. You may get mercy in a very bitter way for you to surrender more to Krishna. So it doesn't mean some, you know, external results may appear. But one thing that definitely you will experience is Krishna's mercy in your heart. You will feel the bliss that one gets when one gives mercy to others. Therefore, we find that even Krishna, even he wants to experience this bliss. Because in the spiritual world, no one in the spiritual world can experience the bliss of preaching. It does not exist in the spiritual world. Therefore, many of the saintly persons, they glorify the earth planet, or they glorify the material creation. Because it is only in the material creation that you can experience the bliss of preaching. In the spiritual world, who are you going to preach to? Everyone is completely Krishna conscious. They're all chanting Hare Krishna. You can't go tell Prabhu, you know, please follow the four yoga principles. They don't know what that is because they're not breaking it at all. You can't tell them, please, only, you know, think of Krishna 24 hours. That's all they can think of, nothing else. So in the spiritual world, there's no preaching. But in the material world, we have so much ample opportunity to give the mercy of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, Krishna himself, comes to give that mercy out. So we can imagine what an amazing service that must be, that God himself has to take and wants to take the position as a devotee to give that mercy out. And here we are. We have ample opportunity to do that. So therefore, if one is intelligent, he will grab that opportunity as much as possible. And if you're not so intelligent, then we'll try to push you to grab that opportunity. Okay? So in this way, because in the beginning you may not want to grab the opportunity, but when you get a little pushed, then you'll say thank you, because when you experience Krishna's reciprocation, then nothing will hold you back. You find some devotees who experience the bliss of going out. You can ask Raj Bhakti, he's been going out from Monday, every day. When you get into the nectar of distributing Krishna consciousness to other souls, then it's difficult to keep yourself from doing that, because there's so much nectar. So in this way, we want to encourage all of you to take books, and if you can't, you know, go out, you find it, you know, for whatever arrangement, they may be difficult for you to go out door to door or meet people in the street, try to make some other arrangements. You can sponsor books to give to the other people, other living entities, like in black schools, etc., libraries. So you can sponsor books. If you cannot directly go out, and if you naturally, if you're working, you should definitely sponsor books. If you can't directly go out, otherwise you try to make some sweets for those that are going out, just like Raj Bhakti is going out every day. So you make some sweets for him from home, and then give him the sweets. He'll be very happy. He's got his ammunition of Prabhupada's books, and another bag he's got his nice sweets, so he can give them. In this way, he'll give people Prabhupada's books and give them the sweets. All the devotees are going door to door, at least they're going with some prasadam. So in some way, you get involved. Assist those who want to go out. If there's a devotee that wants to go out and he doesn't have a car, and you have a car, so then you give him your car. And if you can't give him your car, then you drive your car. Drive him around and tell him you'll take him around. So whatever service you can render, whether it's direct distributing or indirectly by facilitating, you will get rewarded by Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And this is what we want. We want to get the mercy of Krishna. Because when you get the mercy of Krishna, then your life can be successful. Then you will be happy. Because this is the essence of spiritual life, to please Guru and Krishna. If we don't please Guru and Krishna, then there is no question of being satisfied and happy. And this is the best way we can actually please the spiritual master, especially in the December book marathon. This is what we try to emphasize. We try to minimize other activities and try to extend ourselves to give out Srila Prabhupada's books to the fallen souls. Prabhupada says, tease your mind. How to distribute Prabhupada's books in different ways? If you can't do it directly, then think of ways. You can make gift bags. Christmas is coming, so you can make different gift bags. And you can try to sponsor the gift bags with all Prabhupada's books, or sell gift bags. Different ways one can try to think of different ways. If you're selling, just like you may be selling jewelry, you may have a jewelry shop and you're selling jewelry. So for, you know, you obviously sponsor some books, so each set of jewelry that you sell, you know, you give a free book. And then that money that you get from the sale, you sponsor that book. So in this way, so many ways you can try to assist the Krishna consciousness movement. And this will be to your credit. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anyone has any questions? Alright, I'll play. It's ready? So the devotees will do a sketch in relation to 5 minutes. Okay, so we'll give them 5 minutes and we'll share some stories in relation to book distribution. We said these books are alive and they work in amazing ways. Sometimes you may go and give a book to someone, you know, and that person may take the book. Prabhupada says if somebody just touches these books, their life is successful. Just touch, what about studying or reading them? So you may give somebody the book and they take the book and, you know, they give you a donation and thank you very much. If somebody doesn't, you know, if you approach someone and they say no, they don't want the book, then you shouldn't be angry. You shouldn't tell the person what's wrong with you, you're a rascal, you're a demon, you're not getting anything. No! You should smile and be very happy. And if you have some sweets, you give him some sweets. But if he doesn't take the book, generally what you do is you give the book to the person, so the person will grab the book first and then he'll look to the book and he'll ask you what's this and you explain and you'll say no, thank you, you know. So then you take the book. But the fact that he touched the book, his spiritual life has begun. And that is glorious. And then you smile and depart in a very friendly way. Because he will remember that. But if you push him and tell him, you better take the book otherwise you're in hell, etc. Then, he will get a negative impression and he will not take books again. So, these books, they work in amazing ways. The person may get a book, but it may not be for him. He may take the book and put it in his lounge or in his car. And he may, meet someone and he'll open the book and he sees the book and he tells the person, you know what, yeah, I don't, this is not for me, you need to do these things, then you take this book. So then that other person takes the book, see. And that person may think, I'm not really into this, my daughter is into it, I'll give it to my daughter. And the daughter gets the book. So the book already had a name. It was meant to be for the daughter. But it had to go through a certain channel. And while going through this channel, every person involved gets Krishna's mercy, because the person who took the book, it wasn't for him, he didn't want it, but what did he do? He distributed the book. So he performed an activity which was an activity of the Uttam Adhikari or Madhyam Adhikari devotee. Therefore he's going to get mercy. So in this way, the books generally move. There was, I normally, many devotees share experiences of book distribution. There was that one devotee, he was a thief. And he, climbed up, every evening he would go and see what he would get his hands on. So one evening, as usual, he climbed up, a building, got into the flat, and it was very dark, so he couldn't see what was happening, and he just jumped into, you know, the flat, and he was now trying to find the light, trying to search. And as he was doing that, he heard the owners coming in the door. So he thought, damn, you know, bad timing. So then, you know, he just tried to get his hands on whatever was on the table and put whatever he could in his bag and jumped down. So he didn't know what he, you know, had put in his bag. Then he came home and he opened the bag and he said, let me see, you know, what I got from the table. So he opened and he picked up, and it was a Bhagavad Gita. So he thought, well, you know, if I don't read this, then all my endeavor of going up into the building and, you know, being there and then coming all this down is going to be a total waste. I should definitely read this book. Even though I'm not interested, let me read it. So he read, and when he finished the book, he became a devotee. And he joined full time. So this way, the books, they transform. They transform people. There's one devotee, she was distributing books on a train. And you know, she was going to the people in the coaches, and she was distributing. So one man, he became very, very aggressive and angry. So he grabbed hold of her. He was so upset, so enraged. He grabbed her and he pushed off the train. This is what he actually did. And you know, she obviously sold him the book, but she, you know, he was upset, and then he threw her. So then he came home and he had this book, and he put this Bhagavad Gita on the shelf. But naturally, he committed a grave offense. And one by one, his family members started to die. He lost his business. His family, one by one, started to die. And eventually, he was left alone. There he was, sitting in his lounge, completely depressed. You know, don't know where to turn, thinking of suicide. Life is totally useless, my family is dead, my business is down, you know, what's the use of living? So he was ready to contemplate suicide. And he was sitting, and he was thinking, you know, how he should kill himself. And then he picked up his head and his eyes fell on this book, Bhagavad Gita. And he thought, well, I'm going to kill myself. So before I kill myself, I might as well read this book before I kill myself. So he picked up the book, and then he read. And when he read, he was transformed. When he finished Bhagavad Gita, he could understand what big mistake he actually did. And he decided that I'm going to become a devotee, and I have to beg forgiveness from this person that gave me this book. So then he looked at the back and he tracked down the devotee that actually distributed the book to him. And he found the devotee and he begged forgiveness from the devotee, please forgive me. You know, but actually, I want to become a devotee. And he made a promise, he made a vow that from that day on, he's going to continue our service. So he's going to go back, he's going to go on the train, and he's going to distribute the books and follow in our footsteps. So in this way, we can see here again the book transforming someone's life. And then I like telling the story of one devotee who was distributing at the auto bank teller, these auto bank machines. And when you distribute books, generally it's not so much on your material capabilities. That may help, but that won't endure, you know, you continuing book distribution. It a lot depends on one's mood of prayer, one's relationship with Krishna. And when one intensely prays to Krishna that you please, the super soul, you please help me keep these books out, then Krishna makes arrangements. So here from this story you can see how Krishna makes the arrangements. So this devotee was distributing at an auto bank machine, and there was a whole queue of, you know, people waiting to get the money. And there was a little hefty man, he was in queue. So the devotee went up to him and says, you know, we have these wonderful books, you know, would you like to have any, you know, buy these books? So the man, you know, he said no. So the devotee was a little, you know, pushy, so he said, yeah, it's a very good book, you can give a donation. And the man said, I'm not interested. So the devotee, he could understand person was an impostor. Immediately, he then looked at the person's face in his eyes, and he told the person, tomorrow is your birthday, why don't you take this book? So the man, he looked at the devotee and he thought, how did you know it's my birthday tomorrow? And he was surprised that how does he, this person is a stranger, how does he know it's my birthday tomorrow? And so he was strange. He was, you know, amazed that this person knew that it's my birthday, so he was shocked. He thought, wow, this person is some special person. So then he took the book. But the devotee, he was totally shocked that, you know, what did he say? Because generally, you know, you think, you know, if you're a book, you're going to, like, you have a mantra sometimes, you know. Okay, I'm going to say this, you know, right. So then you start, go up and you try to say, you know, you have a mantra to give, you know, catch someone. But this devotee, all this, the words just came out of his mouth. You know, it's your birthday tomorrow, why don't you take this wonderful gift? And he was shocked. He was like, what did I say? So who told me to say that? Super soul. The super soul will inspire. What to say when one has the proper connection. So the more one do it, the more one distributes the books, the more one becomes expert at the art of distributing these wonderful books. Okay, so now the boys are ready, they will do some skits in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada ki.